Those who behave in ways that you dislike are sending out their disharmony towards you because that is what you have to give away. Hating them is akin to hating moss for growing on the tree. They are what they are. And as Robert Frost reminded us, we love the things we love for what they are. The only limitations you have to magical relationships are those you have imposed upon yourself. In any relationship in which two people become one, the end result is two half people. You can reshape your thinking so that you never have to think in negatives again. You, and only you, choose your thoughts. There is no such thing as risk in the world. It's just simply our evaluation of an event or a circumstance. You have to risk some feelings of insecurity if you're ever going to learn to walk a tightrope or water ski or become a writer or start a new business or try out a new recipe or do anything that requires learning. But again, it's not a risk unless you decide that it is. Some people believe that they live a life of lack because they are unlucky instead of recognizing that their belief systems are rooted in scarcity thinking. They used to say to scientists, "Do you believe in God?" And the scientists would respond, "No, I'm a scientist." Today, now, in the 90s, if you ask a scientist, "Do you believe in God?" The scientist will say, "Of course, I'm a scientist." Only insecure people need security. Secure people know that there's no such thing. Security comes from within, when you know you can handle anything. Be patient and loving with every fearful thought. When you are at peace with yourself and you love yourself, it is virtually impossible for you to do things to yourself that are destructive. You cannot always be number one or always win a contest or always get the merit badge or always make the honor roll, but you can always think of yourself as an important, worthwhile person. Self-esteem comes from the self, not from acquisitions and approval. Our beliefs about ourselves are the single most telling factors in determining our success and happiness in life. Every single condition in your life can be improved if you learn to be more effective at visualizing what you want and having the intention to manifest it. Individuals who use self-labels are stating, "I am a finished product in this area, and I'm never going to be any different." If you are a finished product, all tied up and put away, you've stopped growing. And if you've stopped growing, you're no longer alive. Make a personal decision to be in love with the most beautiful, exciting, worthy person ever, yourself. With everything that has happened to you, you can either feel sorry for yourself or treat what has happened as a gift. Everything is either an opportunity to grow or an obstacle to keep you from growing. You get to choose. Whenever other people are upset, always remember that they own the upset and that you can refuse to join them. You must become the producer, director, and actor in the unfolding story of your life. No one can depress you. No one can make you anxious. No one can hurt your feelings. No one can make you anything other than what you allow inside. Don't equate your self-worth with how well you do things in life. You aren't what you do. If you are what you do, then when you don't, you aren't. Shy people make shy pictures over and over in their minds, and until they see themselves as unafraid, they will continue to act on the pictures they create. You do not have to be a person who is at the mercy of anyone who chooses to annoy you. What makes you human is not this form, but the invisible intelligence that suffuses it. Mind, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it. Imagine the word cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L. Being a huge rubber stamp in your mind. Stamp cancel on any self-defeating image you place in your head. If you think poor me thoughts, you will cancel that thought for the moment and begin to think in some kind of a self-enhancing way.